This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Nanaimo's First Unitarian Church is opening the doors of its extreme weather shelter to the neighbors. Residents of the neighborhood close to the fellowship at 595 Townsite Road are being invited to two open houses at the shelter where they can ask questions and meet the people involved. It's all part of a community consultation process the congregation is having as it considers whether or not to offer homeless people a full-time cold and wet weather shelter that would open each night until March 31st.
The Townsite Road shelter had been opening intermittently depending upon weather conditions such as the temperature or the amount of rainfall predicted for the city. But advocates had been lobbying for an every night opening, arguing that no one should be left out on the streets during winter nights in Nanaimo. We're joined in the studio by Joyce Hedges and Bill Hedges, who co-coordinate the shelter on behalf of the Unitarian Fellowship, and by City of Nanaimo Councillor Fred Patchy. Welcome to People First Radio, all three of you. Joyce Hedges, this is the third winter that Nanaimo's Unitarian Fellowship has operated an extreme weather shelter. Tell us a bit more about the shelter and the needs that it meets.
Mm-hmm. We see ourselves as providing a harm reduction service. We're a low barrier shelter, so we don't turn anyone away. Everyone who needs temporary accommodation overnight is welcome. And it has been going extremely well. The guests are very gratified, very appreciative to be able to stay with us overnight. And it's been a good experience for the volunteers and the shelter workers who are paid, and also the fellowship.
What is the difference between the phrases extreme weather and cold and wet weather in terms of the way that the shelter is described? Mm-hmm.
Extreme weather conditions are described as temperatures that are 2 degrees and accompanied by some sort of precipitation, so rain or sleet or snow, high winds. And 0 degrees we open under extreme conditions, but the weather could be, in fact, clear, just very cold. We all know that there are conditions outside of those that I've just described that are very unpleasant and can affect the life and health of people who are sleeping rough, as it were. So it's a really great opportunity for us to be able to provide shelter when the weather is simply cold and wet.
Bill Hedges, what have you learned from shelter operations this year? What do you hear from the shelter guests, and what have you heard from the volunteers on the front lines?
Everything that I've heard has been positive. The shelter guests certainly appreciate coming in out of the cold, and the fact that we are looking to change to a continuous service as opposed to the extreme service, this makes it far easier for them to ascertain where they're going to be that evening if they have nowhere to go. It's just been positive all around from our shelter guests and our shelter workers.
Now, it's been reported that small numbers of homeless people are seeking out shelter in the extreme weather shelter. Does it really make a difference whether 5 or 20 people need shelter?
Well, if I was one of the 5, I would say it makes no difference. But whether it's 2 people or 26 people, we wouldn't turn anyone away. In fact, we would put cots on the floor should we reach, not cots, but mats on the floor should we reach the outside limit. No, whether it's 1 or 20, it matters not.
Councillor Fred Patchy, Nanaimo City Council recently approved a grant that will allow the Unitarian Fellowship Extreme Weather Shelter to begin operating as an every night of the week cold and wet weather shelter. Tell us more about that decision.
That partly came about because there was some fairly intense lobbying by several individuals. And I do want to mention Wallace Mallet and Gord Fuller. They were insistent and unrelenting in bombarding council members with the need to do this. So that was the first part. The other important part for me is that, as you know, the city has embarked on a housing first project to, at some point in the not too far distance, get about 160 homeless people off the street. And that is part of the whole housing continuum that that I felt the change from a temporary to a full-time weather shelter fits in completely. It's of it makes no sense, for instance, to, in conjunction with the provincial government, spend close to $40 million to get these six places going and still have people freezing and uncomfortable and unhealthy in the meantime. So to me, it was a very good opportunity to partake in this. It wasn't all that easy because money is tight, as you know. We have a housing legacy fund that I had envisioned that this money could come from, but that is intended for capital cost rather than operational cost. So we did take this out of council contingency, and I'm really pleased and happy and thankful that we had complete agreement from every last councillor and the mayor.
Now, you mentioned the housing first plan or the housing first approach. My guess would be that eventually down the road, several years down the road, that this type of shelter may not be required if there were sufficient kind of full-time housing, so to speak, for people. How would that work?
That is the ultimate goal, of course. The first place that we are starting on is Wesley Street. Construction, hopefully, will start around the 1st of March. And we have high expectations that this place will be operational before next winter. So that, for starters, will get somewhere between 35 and 40 people off the street. So I think that will alleviate. That will be the first test of what the first Unitarians will be up against next summer and next winter. I think it will be a little bit easier than this time around. So that said, this is also a good example for us to follow, because the First Unitarian Congregation is very good at doing things with the neighborhood. They have made very clear that they could not do this without neighborhood support. And I'd be telling less than the truth if I told you that the Housing First program is not running into some fairly strong neighborhood opposition. So we also are learning from this experience in a very positive way, I think.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
The extreme weather shelter for homeless people in Nanaimo may be open every night for the rest of the winter after City Council approved a grant to pay for operating costs. The shelter had been opening it intermittently depending upon weather conditions such as the temperature or the amount of rainfall predicted for the city, while advocates had been lobbying for an every night opening. The First Unitarian Fellowship of Nanaimo, which operates the shelter on Townsite Road, will consult with its neighbors and stakeholders to assess whether an every night of the week opening will be possible. We're joined in the studio by Joyce Hedges and Bill Hedges, who volunteered to coordinate the shelter on behalf of the Unitarian Fellowship, and by City of Nanaimo Councillor Fred Patchy.
Now, Joyce and Bill Hedges, open houses are planned for Wednesday, January the 26th, and Sunday, January the 30th. What will happen at these open houses?
We will have some of our overnight shelter workers there. We'll have some of our volunteers there. Our food coordinators will be there. Bill and I will be hosting. Our minister, Reverend Karen Fraser Gitlitz, will be there, and also the president of the Unitarian Fellowship, May Partridge. And we will simply be inviting all of our neighbors in to see firsthand what we do at the shelter. We'll have little tours, we'll answer their questions, and we hope that they'll be reassured that the shelter is a very positive place.
Bill Hedges, what do you expect to hear from neighbors in terms of their questions, their comments, their concerns about the shelter when you hold the open houses?
I don't expect to hear too many, certainly, negative comments with respect to the shelter. It's been operating, as you mentioned. This is our third year. Letters have gone out. The limited amount of feedback that we have has been of a positive nature. And I think that any questions of a that would arise can certainly be answered at that time. With Joyce mentioning who would be in attendance, John Horn, who we've worked closely with from the city of Nanaimo, will also be there. And I feel that we'll be able to answer any of the concerns that would arise. And based on the fact that it's run so smoothly and we've had no neighborhood opposition, I think the transition will be just, will work out quite well.
Councillor Fred Patchy, tell us more about community consultations and what impact neighbors have on the services that are being offered in their neighborhoods.
It is extremely important that everything is done to get the neighborhood on side. And, of course, that can only be done by way of proper communication, not gold-plating stuff that should not be gold-plated. The truth has to be spoken. Some of the consequences that could be there have to be brought out in the open. It's a communication thing that that needs to be done. And as far as the Housing First thing is concerned, of course, we will do that in the best possible way. The other thing I would like to mention, though, is when Councillor Unger, myself, and John Horn got together about a week and a half ago, and we had a phone conversation with Mrs. Hedges about how this would be done. It was made clear to the city that the fellowship would only be interested in doing this until the end of March, if there was a way to continue the same way this coming winter, so the winter of 2011. In other words, have it open 7 days a week. And I want you and your listeners to know that we were told that a commitment was required from the city to help with the finding of the funding. It's cumbersome work. There's an awful lot of paperwork to chase this federal money and provincial money. And so the city has committed to, through Mr. Horn, to find the funds to make sure that we do this on the same basis starting with the winter of 2011. And I think it's important to know that.
We have just a moment left in our discussion today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add, Joyce Hedges.
Well, we've talked a lot about neighborhood consultation. The final approval will come from our own members when they vote on February 6th. There's no reason to believe that they would oppose our continued opening because it's been such a positive experience and very important. If we can help one person have a better night by being in our shelter, that's what our purpose is.
Bill Hedges.
My feeling is that going ahead the way we are, it'll be a win-win situation. I do not expect any negativity to come into it, and I certainly feel that it's going to benefit those most at need on the street. Just a good thing all around.
And Councillor Fred Patchy.
I think I ought to take this opportunity to thank the First Unitarian Fellowship on behalf of the City of Nanaimo for the fantastic work that has been done, and for the faith and the commitment and the belief that that this can come all out as a very positive experience for everyone concerned. The bottom line is, if we don't want to be out ourselves in the type of weather that has been explained by Joyce Hedges, then we, of course, have to do our utmost that other people are not in the same situation.
And let it be said that we just couldn't do this without the support of so many people in the community who have volunteered.
Thanks to all three of you for taking the time to come in and join us today. We really appreciated it.
Joyce Hedges and Bill Hedges volunteer to coordinate Nanaimo's extreme weather shelter on behalf of the Unitarian Fellowship. Fred Patchy is a counselor with the City of Nanaimo, and he co-chairs the Safer Nanaimo Working Group.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.